Up to 25 people a day visit Front Street Clinic to receive medical, dental, and behavioral health services. 59-year-old veteran Michael Needham is one of them. He's having impressions made for dentures.
They're very thorough with what they're doing, and I thank God every day for them.
Needham has been going to the clinic for 3 years and likes the way the staff treats him.
Like, I'm special right now, this is your time, you know, and that's just what it's all about. They don't get interrupted or nothing. It's a really cool way they do that.
Needham also has cancer.
See these things? These little red dots are all cancer spots, and I've been coming here for them.
Jana Brewster is Front Street Clinic manager and medical provider. She says the health condition of clinic patients range. Some of them are very ill with diabetes, high blood pressure, lung disorders, or cancer.
Without Front Street, undoubtedly some of these folks will die because they're not going to have the day-to-day care that we can help them with.
Search Communications Director Michael Jenkins says the possibility of shutting the clinic down is based on federal budget cuts, including sequestration, as well as a reorganization of the Regional Health Consortium. 10% of Front Street patients are Alaska Native. They can go to Search's Ethel Lund Medical Center if the clinic closes. Brewster doesn't know where the others will go.
We have a very small number of patients that do have full disability services. We'll be able to find other doctors in town that can take them. The largest portion will end up without medical care at all.
Dentist Ed Linzel has been practicing at the clinic for nearly all 10 years of its operation. He says Front Street staff members are determined to do what it takes to keep the clinic open.
I'm pretty outraged at how a whole population is going to be, they're on the street to begin with, but they're going to be thrown out even deeper.
The group of Search employees has taken their fight to various people and organizations, including the Juno Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. Dan Austin is a founding member.
We consider this to be the most important immediate issue for us, and so we will play whatever role we possibly can to keep Front Street Clinic open, whatever it takes.
Austin says closing the centrally located Front Street Clinic would take away more than just medical services.
It serves as one of the main portals in this community to link homeless people on the street to possible services that might be available to them to help make positive changes in their lives. It's a critical doorway for us.
Clinic manager Jana Brewster says it's her duty to tell the patients about Front Street's possible closure. As soon as patient James Bouchard heard, he immediately started a petition. Within a week, he already had 500 signatures.
I'm going to try and gather as many signatures as I can because, you know, not only me who's needed help, but people that require daily medications and stuff that won't be able to get it if the Front Street closes.
Search's Michael Jenkins says the board of directors will decide at an upcoming meeting whether Front Street Clinic stays open or shuts down. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.